Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this is cool. We have a guest DJ today from the anchor desk over at KHOU Channel 11 News at 10, Mia Gradney.
That sounds so formal. The anchor desk.
The anchoress.
I like that play on it, that spin on it. Thanks for having me here. This is fun.
You know, Mia, you and I crossed paths briefly. It's nice to see you again, but we crossed paths briefly at Channel 39.
We sure did, yes.
And today was a special day up here at Entercom because we had our annual office Thanksgiving feast, okay? And here's one of my memories about you from Channel 39 that it just seemed like every year, and you were there, I think, for a couple of years, weren't you, when I was there, or was it?
I spent 12 and a half years at Channel 39, close to 13, so, yeah. And I know you came toward the end, so
yes.
A couple of years, I think we were maybe there at the same time.
What I remember is that every year around the holidays, they would put out these big cardboard boxes all around the station to fill up with food to donate and things like that, and you were the one that made sure everything was, you know.
I led the charge.
You did.
So if there's a collection to be made for a good cause, then I am there. And Thanksgiving, you know, I'm so thankful for all that I have and realize how blessed and fortunate I've been. And I'd like to, you know, make sure that others have something to be thankful for in Thanksgiving. So it was a fun thing as well, too, because it became competitive in between departments. I always wanted the news department to be highly successful. So it was a lot of fun, but at the same time, a good cause to get behind.
Yeah, we also had the opportunity last year to walk the runway together.
For you better work.
For Star of Hope and their charity fundraiser at River Oaks Country Club. And Len Cannon, your co-anchor, was there as well. He's a super cool guy. Both of you are just awesome.
Thanks. You know what? I'm really blessed that it worked out that way. I've got a good work husband. You know, he listens to me just as the husband at home does. Len is a lot of fun. He's a very worldly guy, but also likes to have a good time, can tell a good joke, can laugh at himself as well, too.
Yeah, we talked about working out and eating, and I think he plays tennis.
He swims.
Right.
He does not run.
He doesn't run.
He makes that very clear, even from the anchor desk. I'm the one who runs.
Yeah, let's
so
get into your...
He's like, you do enough running for us. And I really, you know, I'm not a marathon runner. Uh-huh. I'm not a sprinter. Mm-hmm. I'm just one of those people. I like to go out and clear my head. Mm-hmm. And that's what exercise does for me. It clears my head. Do I have any given routine? No, I just get moving.
Yeah. So running is your thing, and that's basically it. Is there any weight training involved? Yoga?
Yeah, it's definitely a mix. I think, you know, if you stick to one thing, you easily get bored with it. You're not going to return to it. So some days I'll get on the rower. Some days I'll get on the treadmill. Some days I'll do yoga. Some days I'll end up dancing in between sets of free weights. So it's whatever I feel like doing. And I've gotten to a point also, if there are certain days where I don't feel like doing a thing, I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, you should have to listen to your body.
Yes,
you must listen
exactly.
to your body. That's the rule of thumb. So people see you on the desk at 10 o'clock at night during the week with Len Cannon. And, you know, we see you, but we want to know a little bit more about you. You mentioned he's your work husband. So you're married.
I'm married.
For how long are you married?
So people laugh at me because we've been together for so long. When I get asked how long have you been married, I'm like, oh, let me do the math real quick. The good thing is that, you know, time has really flown by. So I've been married for 18 years and we've been together for 24, 25.
Wow.
So it all just blurs together.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
When you're with your life mate, your partner, it is like that. We're right about the same in our relationship. Kids?
One daughter.
Yes.
That's all we need. She keeps us busy enough. gonna tell you. She's 13. The girl's schedule is more hectic than my husband and I's combined, and that's really saying something, you know. But we like it that way, you know. The busier she is, I like to think that she stays out of trouble. She doesn't have as much time to be on her phone and so forth.
That's a whole other conversation.
I mean, it really is.
Now, with your schedule and going to the, you know, TV station to be on the air, are you able to be there to pick her up at school and to take her to her practice or whatever those things are?
So it's a balance. I try to, in the mornings, see her off to school. You know, the thing about the news, you get done at 10:30, right? You're off the set, but the adrenaline is still going. I get home, I can't go to sleep. I have colleagues and coworkers who are like, I have no problem going to sleep. Me, I mean, it takes a good 2 hours just to come down. Right. And so some mornings I'm a little too tired to take her to school, and I don't know if it would be safe to drive her to school with one eye open.
Right. Is it a Chardonnay? Is it a cab to help you relax after the show? What's your favorite, adult beverage to have after a long day?
It's not so much the beverage as it is what's on the tube. So I leave the TV station and I still come home and watch TV. And because, you know, I'm very focused on the news and hyper local, what's going on in our city, what issues are important to people. When I get home, it's like reality television or it's a documentary. It's like the flip side of things. So it's reality television or whatever the latest documentary is.
Do you have a favorite guilty pleasure reality TV show you tune into religiously?
The Real Housewives of Orange County. Okay, but let me preface it. It's not so much that I'm watching for the drama, because my daughter has challenged me on this.
Let me answer for it. She's going to tell you she likes the clothing, the fashion. This is what my wife says. It's an excuse.
I spent a lot of time when I was doing entertainment for my old TV station. I spent a lot of time out in LA. And then ever since then, I've continued to travel out there. So I like to see where they're going. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been there. Oh, I love this beach. So I'm really watching to see, you know, the different places that we've both been to. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Before you did TV, did you do radio ever before?
So I attended Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Eat 'em Up Cats, and my degree is in radio, television, and film. So part of earning your degree and being in the program, you have to spend a little time in the radio station there, do some DJing. So I did the Friday morning jazz.
Nice. So, I started out playing jazz too.
Really? Oh, that's awesome. You know, and for me, I've always had a very eclectic taste in music, so I like everything from jazz to rock to rap to country music, you name it, and Motown, oldies, classics, movie, you know, music from the 40s. Like, I just love it all, and I have an appreciation for it all.
Well, I'm hoping you listen to The Spot, because we play everything.
I know you do, right? And that's why it's so good, and I enjoy it so much.
By the way, Terry Michaels, who's back there, he's, you know, sitting somewhere there running the controls. He is the actual program director for our jazz station. What is it? What's it called?
Yeah, it's The Wave. If you remember The Wave that was here at one time, it's still here in HD form, and you can listen to it on 96.5 HD2 or your stream, your radio.com app. So if you like jazz, if you still like jazz.
Yes.
And if you want to, you can come and be a guest DJ on the jazz station too.
How about that?
I'll throw that in there too.
Yeah, that doesn't pay as well though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. We're not paying you. I thought we were.
But you know, I love to put on some jazz music and cook in the kitchen, and then I love to rock out when I'm working out. You know, it just varies. I think music is this great mood booster. There's nothing like music, too, I feel like, that can take you back in time and to a place, right? My husband and I do this all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember this song. Remember, I used to roller skate to this, or, you know, Van Halen jump. Like, remember when that used to come on? You just go crazy.
So you're a Houston girl?
I am. I'm a native Houstonian.
So cool.
Born and raised.
See, these are the things that people want to know. They see you delivering the information, but like, what's behind the camera?
I didn't know that.
And I'm a human GPS, so I know Houston very, very well. I was born and raised here. I have family in all different parts of Houston growing up. You know, it was nothing for us to go from Spring to Missouri City over to Baytown and back around. So I know the city pretty well. Just, in fact, one of my colleagues was asking me on set, like, Mia, where is Bay City? And, you know, just that quick, I could explain where it was.
You know, I love watching you and Len. You're as far as anchors go, you keep it very real. You know, you're just cool, real person. You're a Houstonian. Yeah. You mentioned you like to cook. What do you like to cook in the kitchen?
So everything from different soups to salad to pasta. That's big. The whole family loves pasta. I mean, who doesn't love pasta?
Comfort food.
I mean, I don't know. I might kind of question the type of individual you are if you don't like pasta. You know, the no carbs thing, I'm not so much about. It's everything in moderation. So a lot of pasta dishes, seafood as well, too. I mean, I'll broil a lobster tail and a heartbeat and make a garlic butter sauce and a wedge salad to rival. Your mouth is watering, isn't it?
I just ate and I'm hungry again. My goodness. Wow.
So, you know, and I don't think it always has to be, you know, some big extravagant meal as well, too. I'm really big in the presentation of it. You know, even if we're sitting at the kitchen island, I have to have a place setting for there. Some girls collect high heels. I collect plates and platters. So whatever occasion it is, the table will be set.
What would your birth sign be?
I'm a Gemini.
A Gemini. Oh.
Sign of the Dual twins.
Dual personality. Wow. Which one is this?
Exactly. I'd like to think that I was born under the wrong sign. No, not really. You know, Geminis are very energetic, very charismatic. Yeah. I'm all of those things. I just think it's a fun personality, right? Yeah. A fun sign. So I'm okay with that. That twin thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, maybe if I've been at the station for 2 weeks straight, I might be a little bit cranky at the end of the day.
What is your favorite dessert when you're going to really cheat? Because obviously you say you eat all these things, but there's a couple of things going on. She must eat very small portions. You must eat, you know, because you keep yourself svelte, you know. But, you know, if you're really going to cheat, what's it?
Right. Well, I cheat almost every single day. So my executive producer and I both have very similar taste in food and everything. So I am constantly, she's like, man, I got you some chocolate and vice versa. So we eat chocolate every single day. Hershey's Kisses, like I love chocolate. Now, if it's dessert, if I'm going to make something or we're going to go out and order something, homemade cake. Like there's nothing like a hummingbird cake, a good old fashioned Southern hummingbird cake that'll make you, it's so good. It'll make you,
right?
Those types of things. I come from a family of amazing cooks and bakers. So I have a really deep appreciation for a home baked good.
What about, you know, since Thanksgiving is coming, you think you'll get into some pecan pie? Yeah.
That is my favorite. You know, there's always the question every year with the newscast, we do the survey, which pie is your favorite? And I feel like I get into a heated debate about this, right? It's like apple, pumpkin, pecan, and sweet potato. Okay, here's my thing. If you can combine the pecan sweet potato and make a sweet potato pecan pie, I'm so down with that. That's the perfect. But if you make me absolutely choose one, pecan pie, there is nothing like it. It's so good.
Now, switching gears, what kind of car do you drive? Are you somebody who drives a mom hauler, or do you like something fast and sporty, or do you have two? Or
now, this is where maybe I'm a true Gemini, a little racy. I've always liked fast cars.
Yeah.
I like things that can move. My first car was a Camaro.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember people saying, like, that's not a very girly car. Well, who knew that cars had to be for a man or a woman? That's a little bit sexist.
Right?
But I've always liked fast cars. You know, one of my favorite Christmas gifts as a child was a remote control Barbie car. It was a 1979 or 1980 Supervette remote control car, right? And it wasn't so much about Barbie. I wasn't even big into Barbie at all. I didn't want the Barbie dream house. I just wanted the Barbie car because it was a little fast sports car. So I like fast cars, so I drive a Jaguar.
You drive a what?
A Jaguar.
Oh, a Jaguar. Nice. Yes. Oh, yeah. Some of those new ones, like one of the sporty coupes, or is it a four-door?
No, not so sporty. I still got to tote mom and dad around. And it's
exactly.
So, and my kiddos. Yeah. So
am I gathering there's maybe a little tomboy in there somewhere?
I like sports.
Yeah.
I like fast cars. Yeah. I like speedboats.
Dig it. Yeah.
I love it when the airplane takes off. You know, most people are like, I hate flying. The speed, you know, the ascending into the air. So. I like those things. I grew up around boys too, so I have brothers. One of my best friends growing up was a boy, so you know I had to be able to roll with the boys and do what they do. And I like horseback riding too.
That's cool. Yeah. Last time Mia Gradney from Channel 11 was pulled over. Do you remember?
Probably for speeding.
I want to know how that goes when the cop walks up to the window.
Yeah, it was for speeding. And it's been a while. Yeah. I just want to say, you know, I try and always drive responsibly, of course, safety first. And I got pulled over for speeding. That's kind of always the MO. But
did you get a ticket or did he let you go?
I got a warning.
You got a warning?
I got a warning.
Did the guy know who you were?
I don't know if he did or didn't.
He didn't
say so. He was very friendly, very courteous. Myself, much the same, of course. And so he's like, ma'am, I'm going to give you a warning. I wasn't doing like over, I was maybe going 10 miles over the speed limit. Not that that's okay.
No.
At all, but you know, yeah. I have a little bit of a lead foot, and I try and you know watch for it. Our executive producer often jokes about that too. So the night that so sadly President Bush passed away, we had just left the station. And I got a phone call back from my news director, Mia. Where are you? And I'm like, it's Friday night. I'm headed home.
Yeah, right.
You know, and she said, you know, can you get to the station as fast as possible? President Bush has passed. So I did that fastest possible thing. And my executive producer is like, I saw this car just glide by me on the freeway. And, you know, I knew it was her. Of course, I was being as safe as possible and everything. But, you know, speed, I have a little bit of a lead foot.
Right, that's okay. If you were 10 over the speed limit, you were still 20 under what I'm usually driving at night.
And, I'm not alone. I'm not alone.
I'm not proud of it, but you know, we know where we're going, okay?
Yeah.
We're in the media.
I try to, like I said, safety first, and I've gotten better about it, definitely. Yeah. You know, just trying to be more conscious of how I'm driving.
Do you find that as a media personality on television for quite a while now in Houston, and I think the transition you made from 39 to 11 and how you moved seamlessly from one place all the way to the 10 o'clock news and boom, there you are, was phenomenally planned. And I don't know if you did plan it or not. Maybe Sally Ramirez had a hand in that. She saw your talent and said...
Talent, hard work, yeah. You know, dedication.
Do you find that when you move around the city that people want to give you things when you walk into places? Like people want to, you know... extend their hospitality to you and...
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, I'm not a big fan of that either because I'm no different from the person next to me. Right. So I'm kind of the opposite sometimes. Like if you're going to have me cut the line in front of everyone else, like what makes me that much more special that much more important? You know, complimentary dessert. I'm not going to turn it down. And I'm always so appreciative. I never expect anything. What I find more is people just always want to visit.
Yeah.
You know, they always want to say hi. Yeah. I was out to lunch yesterday. And a sweet lady came over and she's like, is it you? And I'm like, who? And I, you know, I introduced myself. And it's so funny because when you introduce yourself and you can relate to this too, they're like, I know who you are. Well, it's natural when you meet another person for the first time to introduce yourself and be warm and open. But that happens a lot. And I never, ever mind. Like I am, once again, I'm a Gemini, right? Highly social. I love people. I don't know how someone would ever be in this position and not be a people person. You know, I enjoy talking to people.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, when we started this whole thing, you're real. You know, you're just a real person. So of course you're going to talk.
Yeah.
So that's what makes people gravitate toward you all the more.
Right. And sometimes they might be like, oh my gosh, why did I stop and talk to this Mia Gradney? She won't stop talking now.
Exactly right.
Some things don't change. I did not get in trouble in school with the exception of, you know, talking. Like I'd go up to the caution, you know, Miss Gradney, can you please stop talking?
You know, in one of the interviews you did, and it was for the Houston Chronicle, you know, they had like 20 things about Mia Gradney you didn't know and whatever.
Right.
And one of the answers you said is, I get sick of the bad news too. And having worked in news as, you know, on the very much lower end of the totem pole as a news anchor, but you know, you're bombarded with a lot of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that it sometimes depressing?
I think it's depressing for everyone, but it's the harsh reality that we have to face. You know, I always feel like I would rather for someone to be informed and know what's out there and what they're facing in their neighborhood, next door, at their child's daycare, at a hospital, at City Hall, than to walk into a situation and something bad happen. But, you know, there is a lot of tough news. And I recognize people go to work. They work really hard. Lots of people are stressed when they get home, you know, juggling their family, their work, whether it's finances, trying to make ends meet, you know, whether it's caring for older parents, like everyone has a burden. And at the end of the day, I think sometimes it's hard to hear a lot of negative things going on in your community. It's just piling on. So it's really important for myself, I know, my co-anchor, my news director, to strike that balance. And like you said, when we are so genuine and we show a lot of ourselves, that's a tough story. Like I just say, it's a tough story. When something upsets me, and it's a collective agreement, like everyone agrees, this is not about having a bias, right? If something awful happens to a child, it's awful. Right. You know, it's just awful. At the surface. Yeah. And we recognize that. And I just think trying to provide a balance for people, it's really important to me. Like, okay, so we have to let them know about these bad things that are happening, but what's the good also? So we can give some people some hope and give them some inspiration and send them to bed where they can rest easy tonight, knowing tomorrow that there is something promising or something inspirational out there.
Mia Gradney from Channel 11, KHOU News at 10. Tell us about a day in the life of Mia when you get to the TV station. What time do you show up? And give us the progression of events before the show hits
the air. Sure. It varies on a day-to-day basis. It just depends on what's on my plate. Oftentimes there are a lot of community related events that I'll do, appearances, you know, walking the runway along with Grego, you know, for Star of Hope. So the day can start as early as 11 a.m., even earlier. Sometimes I was at a school most recently at 8:30 a.m. in the morning, talking to girls about the importance of fitness and helping them stay focused and helping them with their stress. So it can start really early from that end. But I usually get into the station around 2:30 in the afternoon, just in time for our editorial meeting. That's at 2:30 p.m. The entire night team is there at that meeting. You know, we pitch story ideas. We talk about what's important in the community, things that people perhaps have reached out to us about.
Including Fallon Davenport.
Yes.
Who is from NewsFix
as
well.
Shout out to Fallon.
Fally, yes, how are you, girly girl?
Yes. She'll so appreciate that. You want to talk about positive energy. There you go right there. She's just all smiles every day when I walk in. But we assemble and we have discussions about stories as well. How is this going to benefit people? What does the viewer need to know? Not what do we need to know? What does the viewer need to know? And, you know, we pretty much put ourselves to the task. You know what I mean? We're colleagues, but in deciphering through what we're going to put on that newscast at 10 p.m., we're very diligent about the information that's going to be disseminated and the stories that are going to be told.
Certainly, because in the fourth largest city in America, there are any number of stories that you can do. You just have to find what are the ones
right.
People...
And everything's not a story, you know what I mean? And everything isn't something that's going to impact someone's life. I'm really big about how's it going to impact someone's life? Like if we're talking about traffic, how's it going to affect their commute? What can they look forward to next? I'm always about next. We have to be forward thinking. Like what can we tell people that will help them, you know, in their commute to and from work? Because traffic is, it's the common denominator. Whoever you talk to, whether they live inside the loop, whether they live in Cypress or Katy, everyone is talking about traffic. Yeah. So, you know, we vet those stories in the afternoon meeting. In addition to the 10 p.m. newscast, I do the 5 and 6 p.m. newscast as well. So as soon as we're done with that editorial meeting, I meet with a 5 p.m. producer. I get cracking into that show, reviewing scripts, writing. Then it's off to the set at 5 o'clock, first newscast, wrap that newscast, back up to the newsroom, review the scripts for the 6 p.m., back down to do the 6 p.m. live. Then we do a lot of post-production after the 6 p.m. newscast. And post-production means we're taping promotions and commercials to let people know what's coming up for the 10 p.m. newscast.
Yeah, the little cut-ins between shows,
exactly,
right?
And the cycle breaks. Repeats itself. And then, you know, when we're not on air on your TV, we're also on a number of our different platforms like YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. So it's a 24-hour news cycle, and now it's a 24-hour platform because we want to make sure people can get information that they want at any given time.
Man, I hope you're wearing comfortable shoes over there because it sounds like you're wearing all over.
You were saying like how svelte I am and how in shape I am.
Yeah.
It's just from moving and grooving all day long, you know, always up to something.
Wow. So, Mia Gradney, now, what is your hobby? I see this in the Chronicle. It says that you collect serving platters, and what is this about? Tell me now.
So, like I said, you know, I like to cook, and I'm really big on presentation. So, since I'm really big on presentation, I just like a certain platter for a certain dish. If I'm serving salad, I've got, you know, 5 or 10 different salad bowls to choose from. It depends on what time of year it is. If it's springtime, then I'm putting out, you know, springtime service ware, and there's flatware that goes with that. And then there's napkins. I think for me too, you know, I'm not at home every evening, Monday through Friday. So when my family does have time to sit down and share a meal together, I just want to make it special. I want to leave an impression with them that time is special to me. And the same thing when we have friends and family come into their home. And if people notice those things and they enjoy them, like they look forward to it. They might tease me a little bit about it, but, you know, they enjoy it.
You know, in Little House on the Prairie, they had a fork, a cup, and a plate each.
And they managed.
It's Mia Martha Stewart Gradney.
That's what my husband says. Yeah. He very much says that. And it's his norm. A buddy like stopped in to bring him something and he's like, what is this? Like, is this Thanksgiving dinner? And it's in July, right? And he's like, no, it's dinner time. Like, this is, you know, what my wife does. So,
Mia, you have been incredibly candid with us. You've told us all sorts of things. What do you want to leave the listener, the spot listener, with as to why perhaps they should tune in and watch you? And I saw another comment. You said the world is your oyster. You know, give us a little something. What do you mean?
The world is your oyster. You know, there are opportunities out there. There are ways to keep yourself inspired and keep moving. I think that's the most challenging thing for people now, because if you really sit down and you really talk to someone and you ask them to tell you your story, lots of time it's someone who's faced adversity. And I'm talking about, you know, people at all different socioeconomic levels, people from all different backgrounds. Everybody has something going on in their life, even though they may not show it and they may not tell you. And I think they're just looking for something to keep them moving forward and to keep them focused. And I just feel like they need positivity. They need someone that they can tune in at night and know that they can trust them to give them the information, you know, without any bias. And also, while being sincere and knowing that you care for them. I grew up here, so I see this as, this is my hometown. These are my friends, my neighbors, my family that I'm speaking to. And believe me, when I say my family, my mother will call me and be like, I didn't like that dress so much last night. Yeah. Or that lipstick color, I just didn't think was flattering. So I'm sincere when I say the people watching are my friends, my family, and my neighbors. And just as I care for them, I care for the people who tune in, you know, and I want to be forthcoming with them with the information that they need to know. And I also want to leave them smiling at the end of the day, too, before they go to bed.
I totally relate to you. You know, having spent so many years, not a native, but, you know, many years. I mean, going
you
on 30.
You might as well be a native.
Yeah, I mean, like 30
years.
You're
an honorary native, Grego.
Thank you so much. You know, you love this town and you love the people in it. So when you're standing in front of that camera and you're looking into the lens and you're speaking, you're seeing somebody on the other side of it. When I'm in the microphone talking to, you know, our audience on the spot,
right,
there's somebody there. Sometimes it's female, sometimes it's a male.
It's usually me.
It's usually Terry through the glass. But, you know, exactly, you know this city and the people in it.
Right.
And so you're speaking to them.
And you care about them. And that's
care.
It. You're speaking to them, not at them. And I think that's a really big difference.
Then why are you pointing your finger at me? I just want to know. I feel like I'm being chastised suddenly.
No, 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 no. That's just me being demonstrative. That's the TV side, you know, when you're on TV, you got to be demonstrative and talk with the body. So, you know, it's an honor for me to be able to do this. I don't take lightly the opportunities that I've been given in life. Sure, I've worked hard, but there have also been people along the way to give me those opportunities. And there have also been a lot of viewers who have vocalized, you know, I enjoy watching you. Thanks for always, you know, being a light, that type of thing. And I'm so appreciative of each and every single one of those people. Yeah. And, you know, when they stop me in the middle of lunch, that's why I don't hesitate. A gentleman joined me at the table a couple of months back. He just said, do you mind if I have a seat? And I'm like, sure, go right ahead. But, you know, it touches me that that individual feels like they know me that well, you know, to know that they can pull up a chair and visit, and I won't hesitate to talk about the weather. You know, I'm also like an honorary weather person, I guess, because, you know, I stand right next to the best weatherman in town, David Paul. And so, and we joke on the set because I'm the A student. I'm always listening to what he says, because that's the other thing. We're either talking traffic or we're talking weather as Houstonian.
Exactly.
So
right.
It's a universal subject conversation. Yeah. You know, we can talk weather, we can talk traffic.
And pretty much anybody, I mean, you have a great weatherman, but every meteorologist.
I got a nice backstory there, by the way, too, about our meteorologist.
Well, please do.
Okay. So David Paul, also a native, went to Westfield High School in Spring ISD. Yours truly, also a Houston native, went to Spring High School in Spring ISD. David and I frequented a lot of the same places. If you're old school, shout out to Magic Skate. We used to go to Magic Skate on 1960. There was a Dunkin' Donuts on 1960. Ponchos on like 1960.
Oh, ponchos.
Was
ponchos. Raise the flag.
Exactly. Right. So papillas, please.
I love their chili rellenos over
there.
Oh,
my
gosh. They were like none other.
Oh, yeah. I think one of my brothers was always entering in that taco eating contest. Remember, you could like get your picture on the wall and everything. So David and I go way back, and it's just nice because we're able to share that with viewers too, you know, just being from here and all those great moments.
With all the changes in our city that have gone on as well, you know, development. So you can go back to the old school. Remember when?
Yes. Remember when this was three different businesses, you know, in the past 30 years. Yeah. So it's nice to be nostalgic.
Now, when you skated, were you on four wheels or two, you know, like blades?
Four wheels.
Yeah,
man,
me too.
It was like traditional roller skating. Let me tell you, traditional roller skating to Michael Jackson, to Queen. Like, I remember, it seems like they had this special set that they would play, and it was always Queen, Another One Bites the Dust, and man, I could like backwards skate to my daughter, my husband and I took her roller skating recently. I don't know if she was embarrassed or in shock, like what I was able to do. You know, crouch down, extend one leg, keep rolling, and do the pose.
That's so cool. Is there a video of that anywhere? I want to see it.
I know. Well, David and I have talked about, like, man, we ought to revisit, like, our nostalgic Magic Skate days. And, you know, because that's what you did back then in the early 80s, late 70s. I mean, you went roller skating. We lived for that every single Friday. It was about roller skating.
That is so cool. Well, Mia Gradney, we'll see her on Channel 11 tonight, or maybe tomorrow night, or maybe the next night. She's on all the time, and you can see her, you know, in the promos between the shows and all that stuff. Whatever you do, it's been, you're as lovely on the inside as you are on the outside, and don't go changing.
Oh,
and what I mean by that is, don't do any plastic surgery or goofiness. You are a beautiful specimen, a beautiful woman, and just, you know, maybe a little Botox someday if you want to.
Oh,
but I'm just saying.
You're so flattering.
You know what
thank
I'm saying.
You, thank you so much.
Because people go crazy and they
thank you so much. You
change
know
their
about,
looks.
You know about self-care, obviously, from your look. It's just, you know, it's important and just trying to be authentic to myself and everyone else. But thank you for that compliment. It was
Mia
very
Gradney.
Sweet. Very sweet.
There she is. Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.